It is Sunday, January 26, 2014. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callum.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us on this edition of Weekend Ozarks is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
One of the fun things at the Shiloh Museum, and you know I love the Shiloh Museum, there's absolutely no denying that.
A lot of the things are fun.
A lot of the things are fun. But they have a collection of paintings by a folk artist named Essie Ward.
Yes.
She got really popular at the end of the 60s, I believe.
A lot of it's farm life and rural life,
exactly. Right? Exactly. Yeah. And they're very sort of crude looking folk art.
I don't know if simple's the right word, but
is she local or?
She lived over around Marshall.
Okay.
On top of a mountain.
Searcy County.
Mm-hmm. And her work came to, like, national prominence. She was invited to the Smithsonian to a folk art festival.
Because there was this sort of boom in folk art at the time.
Exactly. That's when, if you see all of the little carvings that are very rustic, that's the time those came from. Well, the Shiloh Museum has a new show of her work opening Monday. And you're going to get to see a different side of Essie Ward.
Because they part of the permanent collection are some of those paintings that are on the one wall when you walk into.
Right.
Right.
And they have 59, which is the biggest collection of her work as far as we know. But now they've borrowed paintings from her grandson, whose name is Daryl Maynard. He lives in Yellville. And he grew up on the mountain with Grandma Essie and her husband 2 miles that way and his Maynard grandparents spitting distance the other way. And life was very much for him, even, he's 63, the way it was depicted in her paintings. You know, he went over and helped take up hay using horses or mules. One set of grandparents used mules, except when they had tickle grass in the hay. And then you had to use horses because the horses walk faster. It makes the blades move faster, and it would cut through tickle grass, which was some awful thing that got in your clothes and made you itch.
I don't want it.
Yeah.
I'm not interested.
It's just all really fascinating. And he talks about his grandmother deciding, Essie decided she wanted a car. Everybody had a car. She wanted a car. And that came to an end after she took out a couple of fence rows. So the car went down and stayed at his mom and dad's, and they took her, or when he was old enough, he took her. And they all played outside, and she also sculpted in clay that came from the farm, including an entire buffalo hunt that had riders on horses and buffalo with the arrows sticking out of them and dogs running along. And if anybody knows what happened to that piece, he hasn't seen it since it was sold. And he thinks it was to a doctor, and he thinks it was in Marshall. If anybody knows what happened to that piece, he would love to see it again. Anyway, you need to go and check out this exhibit. It opens Monday. It's on through January 10th of 2015, so you've got some time.
Okay.
Museum hours are 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, and it is free.
Sounds like a good time.
And you might also want to look ahead to another local artist's success. A musician named Barrett Baber.
Oh, yeah.
Antoinette had him in the Furman Garner Performance Studio.
And he has won. You may have seen stuff about the voting for CBS Interactive's Grammy Gig of a Lifetime contest, and he won. And on Thursday, he opened for Los Angeles-based alt-rock quintet, The Neighborhood, at a concert at Club Nokia. And part of those performances will be seen online all day today as part of the preview to tonight's Grammy Awards.
Wow.
When I talked to him Tuesday, he was cruising Los Angeles in a limousine with his band, and they were taking pictures at landmarks for this CBS Interactive thing.
Oh,
so,
cool.
A lot of fun. He teaches drama at Fayetteville High School, actually debate and forensics, local kid. And if you go online to either CBS.com or Grammy.com, you can see Barrett Baber, and you can prepare for the Grammys, which will be shown at 7 o'clock tonight.
There you go.
Thanks, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.